WMIS 92.1 107.9 The River on a Beaver Fever Friday here from Buffalo Wild Wings on the Beaver Radio Network. Kelly Schultz, along with our two seniors on our Beaver tennis team, Shaylin Prout out of Thunder Bay, Ontario, and Deani Hatch from Brea, California. We got two CA girls here today. Canada, California got you covered.
Yep.
What a fantastic year for you two. Let's start with you, Shaylin. You've been here a little bit longer. Mm-hmm. Looking back on your career here at BSU, your one goal was to make the NSIC tournament.
Yep.
What was it like this year to get to that point?
Oh, my gosh. It was such an unforgettable experience. You know, for my first year here at BSU, it was something that we set a goal for as a team. And the first 2 years I was on campus, we didn't make it there as a team. And every year we got better and better. And this year was really the cherry on top to make it to the conference tournament and to set records and to just have an amazing year with my teammates. So it was great. It's been unbelievable for me.
And for you, Deani, you come in here a couple years ago. What made you come to Bemidji State?
I came on a recruit trip, and actually Shay was the one that I stayed with, and I just enjoyed it so much. And I told my mom, and the first thing she told me, she's like, "Really, you're gonna go where there's lots of trees?" I'm like, "Yeah, I know I'm not really outdoorsy, but I ended up loving it here." So yeah.
Well, and you two are the best of friends, obviously doubles partners as well.
Yep.
Wow, how long did it? It didn't take you long to connect, did it?
No,
not at all.
Not at all. You finish each other's sentences, even, right?
Yeah, it's like we're dating, basically.
Super casual.
Let's look back on this year in particular. At what point during the season did you realize that your team was going to do this, to accomplish this for you, Shay?
Well, I think early on in the season, we had some really tough competition. And for Deani and I playing at the top of the lineup, you know, it's always tough to get those wins against the tough teams. But during those matches, even when we didn't necessarily win, we had teammates younger, the newcomers, step up and really show us that they could be a part of this team and contribute to a lot of wins for the team. So I think when we saw that as a team together, we could get these wins that would help us get to the NSIC tournament, I think that really made it real for us and made us realize, okay, we can do this and we have the ability. So that's pretty cool.
And for you, Deani, you see the younger girls on your team doing great things. What does it make you feel to know that you're leaving a legacy behind for these younger players?
It actually makes me feel some sort of comfort. And I always talk to them and I'm just like, look, when I leave, I'm giving you guys a little bit of my sass. So I need to see you guys grunt next year. They're just like, okay.
Okay, speaking of the grunting, you go into the NSIC tournament, you're playing against another player who's obviously very vocal.
Yes.
What was that like?
It was very loud, and it was super intense, and all of our points, everybody was really intense, and just the cheering was unreal. So it was a good way to end my season.
Well, and of course, walk us through the playoffs. I don't have any notes in front of me, but how did that day go for you? I know you guys were battling Upper Iowa, a team mm-hmm. that you'd come close to beating, but it was a battle from the get-go, wasn't it?
It really was, yeah. We started out with doubles, and Deani and I had ended up playing second doubles for our team that day. And that whole match was a battle in itself, and I was surprised by family and friends that showed up to watch me. So that was exciting for me to begin with. And then we just had the most incredible match. The chemistry we had on the court was the best we've ever had. And Deani and I have always struggled with being two singles players on a doubles team. And I think that was the first match and the last match that we had that really, it clicked. Everything kind of worked. And we ended up getting that win for our team. And that was the only doubles win our team took that day. So it was incredible. It was a really good way to start the day. And just to get that energy up and down the courts and to get that win together, it was something definitely I'll remember for the rest of my life.
Yeah, that was definitely one of my favorite matches, for sure. Every time we had a good point or hit a winner, everybody just started roaring. Mm-hmm. It was an unreal feeling.
Do you wish you had a few more matches?
Oh, a ton. We just found it.
Finally find that niche.
Yeah. Yeah.
But better late than never.
Exactly. Yeah.
So, well, you two obviously stay in touch after college mm-hmm. and get a chance to play together casually?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, yeah. We'll go kick some old lady butt.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll come back for the alumni meets.
There you go. There you go. For you, Shaylin, what is your future plan hold?
Well, I'm going to be going to chiropractic school in September in Bloomington at Northwestern Health Sciences University. So I'll be pursuing my doctorate there. And after that, I don't know where life will take me, but I'm excited for the journey, and I'll obviously come back to BSU and visit a ton. So excited for that.
So you're sticking around in Minnesota?
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, Canada.
I'm here for life. Yeah, you can't get me back now.
And for you, Deani, what is your plan for the future?
Next year, I still have one more year at Bemidji State to finish my double major, criminal justice and psychology. And then after that, I'd like to go to grad school, probably somewhere in the South, you know, just pick somewhere else on the map and figure it out.
Sure. Life is an adventure, isn't it?
Yeah.
Fun. And what has been your favorite memory of BSU for you, Shaylin?
That's so tough.
I know. It's always a tough question.
I think just I'd compile our road trips as a team. I'll never forget the laughs and the memories and the pictures and the jokes and the inside jokes and all of that. It's just been incredible. You know, we've formed a family. Every year that I've been at BSU, it's been a different family, but it's been a family. And so those memories that I've made, you know, on the court, they've been great, but off the court, it's been incredible. So definitely just being with my team, for sure.
For you, Deani?
Although it hurt really bad, my favorite memory was when I got hit in the face with a tennis ball. So, yeah.
Your favorite memory? Is
yeah.
Getting... Yeah. Okay, you got to tell us what happened.
Okay, so Shay and I were playing doubles, mm-hmm. and it was like a lob to the girl at the net. She just crushed it.
It was a bad lob. It was not a good lob.
Yeah, and I fell, and I drooled a little on the court. And then I remember getting up, and the trainer comes up to me, and she's just like, okay, are you okay? And the first thing I said was, I'm still playing.
She couldn't even open her eye.
Yeah. And she's like, okay, we're going to have to check your eyes first. I'm like, okay, but I'm still playing.
Stubborn girl.
Yeah.
Oh. BSU, obviously, you're going into chiropractic. You're going into criminal justice.
Yep.
Favorite class since you've been here, Shaylin?
I've had some really great classes within my department of exercise science. Some teachers, Dr. Kippenhahn, Dr. White, Donna Pavlik, mm-hmm. you know, they've all been great teachers. So any class I've taken with those teachers has just been amazing. So I can't pick one.
Deani?
My favorite was actually this semester, and it's crim law, and it's with Dr. Hoyer. And although she's known to be one of the hardest professors, I just loved it. It was at 7:30 in the morning, and it still was great.
7:30 in the morning.
Yep.
Okay, that's not typical for a college student to pick a class that early.
I didn't even know it existed till this semester. I was just like, how are we going to do this? But, you know, got through it.
Please tell me it wasn't like on a Friday morning or...
Tuesday, Thursdays.
Oh, that's not too bad.
For like 2 hours.
Oh, lots of coffee, right?
Yeah.
All right, what made you choose tennis when you were growing up?
Oh, wow. I was kind of like into every sport when I was younger. I played soccer. I did curling, typical Canadian, you know.
And, of course.
One day my dad, he used to just kind of hit around with some friends, and he's like, we should play tennis at the local high school courts. And so he gave me a tennis racket. I picked it up, and I was 10 years old at the time, and I liked it. I was kind of beating him and, you know, getting pretty good. And he's like, do you want to do this, Shay? I'm like, yeah, I really do. And so ever since then, my parents have just been such a huge part of me playing tennis and encouraging me and driving to the cities or wherever I needed to get competition. It was just incredible. So,
and for you, Deani?
I picked up a racket when I was 5, and it's the only sport I've ever played. And I just happened to be good at it. So I was like, Mom, we're going to keep doing this. But at some point throughout that, I was like, Mom, I kind of want to try soccer. She's like, no, you're good at tennis. Let's just keep doing tournaments. So I remember before I came to college for the first time, I was just like, Mom, all of my friends said that they did soccer. I think you kind of, you know, ruined my childhood a little bit. She's like, really? You're going to college to play tennis and you think I ruined your childhood?
No. I think you did okay, Mom. Well, you two ladies have obviously left a very big legacy here at Bemidji State with all you've accomplished and obviously being leaders to this team headed into the tournament for the first time as a team mm-hmm. in the NSIC for Bemidji State. Best program record. Congratulations to both of you. And it's been a joy getting to know both of you. This obviously, I've known Shaylin a little bit longer, but what a blast to get to know both of you. Good luck the rest of the way.
Thank you.